Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a... You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and welcome everyone to my live broadcast here on May 8th, 2021. Yay. Okay, so a couple of announcements before I start going to your calls. I'm actually hosting the 4th annual Tiaras and Tequila. That's going to be at the Grape Street Wine Bar at downtown Summerlin. All proceeds benefit Help of Southern Nevada, and any of you that have been around for a while know that that's one of my top charitable organizations that I raise money for. So the event is going to be you wear your tiara and maybe that leftover bridesmaid's dress. You know, guys can wear a tiara or a crown, we don't care. But we actually have several fellows show up specifically because there's lots of beautiful ladies in their tiaras and gowns that come to this event. So tickets are $25. You can go to tiarasandtequila.com or you can go to the Help of Southern Nevada website, which is helpsonv.org, and purchase your tickets there. The first 50 people who purchase a ticket get an amazing swag bag that is more than the value of the actual ticket. So your first tequila drink is complimentary and included in your ticket price. There are raffles. There will be fun games. I'll be there doing readings to raise money for Help. So it's a really marvelous and amazing organization. And I just love raising money for them. They're just a great group. The other thing I wanted to let you know is that, yes, the 5th annual Night of the Witches will be in October. We haven't officially set the date yet, but that is right around the corner. So just letting you know that think about what your favorite witch costume looks like, and it's Wizards, Warlocks, and Witches on October 2021. So that'd be the 5th annual Night of the Witches. All right, I'm going to go right to the callers. I've got somebody here from the 347 area code. Hello, 347. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jessica from New Jersey.
Hi, Jessica. What's your question for me today?
I wanted to know, I'm working with a client and I was still accepting payment from her because she's paying a couple different installments, and some funky stuff has happened with the processing of the payment and it's been dragging out a little bit. It's neither of us our fault really, but I just feel kind of bad about it and it makes the energy kind of weird. So just wondering what you're picking up around that.
So I have a client. And I adore this client. I think she's the most amazing person on the planet. And she has this habit of booking a reading with me and then not paying for it till 3 or 4 days after, right? So I actually had to put my foot down and say, you know, I'm terribly sorry. I know that this sounds inconvenient, but I'm not going to actually call you to do your reading unless payment is processed prior to the session, all right? So what I would do is just very clearly explain that seems like the payments have been a little funky lately. She's not going to be mad at you. So if that's the thing that you're worried about, she's not going to be mad at you. Just say, you know, hey, I'm a little worried about these payments not coming through. Do you have a financial issue right now? I mean, I would actually directly ask the question, because then you can put your service on pause with that client until they get their situation resolved or straightened out. But what I'm actually getting here with you is I'm getting that if you don't stand up for you, nobody's going to stand up for you. I mean, that's just kind of what it boils down to.
Yeah, I actually did. I told her we're not doing any more sessions until, like, the payment's taken care of, but I've just been feeling, like, really weird. Like, again, yeah, I was feeling bad, like, that she's going to be upset or something. Or, I mean, it's The payment processor that we're using that kind of got a little bit screwed up. But I said, well, we have to wait until this is sorted out before we do any more sessions.
Or
I just feel bad about it.
No, or what you do is you set up a different account on, say, PayPal, and you just send her an invoice for the next session, and then you can schedule it once she pays it. In other words, you could set up a whole different payment method, bypassing whatever payment method you're using right now, because whatever is going on with the payment method is you're right, it's totally screwy. That's how this is coming up. But she's totally on board with you. I'm just thinking that if you can offer her something different, or even have her send you a money order prior to the appointment, and that once you actually get it, then you schedule it.
Okay. Yeah, I just didn't want her, like, looking at me negatively. That was the thing.
Abandonment issues
were coming up. Yeah.
Okay, so remember, you can't control what anybody else does. You can only control what you do, right? So you can say, I want to continue with our visits together. You know, I think they're productive and fabulous. But, you know, for me to move forward, I'm going to need to have a payment established prior to our next visit. That's just how you say it. And if she gets wonky about it, it's not about you. It's about her. You know, might be, mm-hmm. You know, I always advise people when they start taking things a little too personally or, gee, what if someone's going to be mad at me? I always advise them to reread the book, The Four Agreements, because there's some incredibly valid and wonderful points that, you know, go along with that publication. And it's one of my actually favorite ones to recommend to people because it does put it all into perspective. And usually if she's having financial problems, you can still kind of put it on pause, you know? I mean, part of the reason I do this radio program is there are people that, or for whatever reason, might not want to actually spend the money to book a session with me. And so I offer this free question on the air so that they can actually have a resource for that. I always take the new callers that come into the program first and everybody else in the order that the calls come in. And I have some people that get really mad about that because I've had some really snarky emails that come to me. I was on hold for the whole program. But I've been very clear that new callers always have priority on my program because that's the right thing to do, right?
Okay, thank you. Yeah,
you're welcome.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. See you later. Okay. Okay, bye.
Bye.
I've got somebody here from the, I'm going to go to area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Brian. Good morning.
Oh, hi, Brian. What's your question for me today?
My question is, I want to see how, you know, do you see my marriage being longevity surviving?
So that's an interesting question because there's one or both of you is at a point right now where you don't want to make it work. So even though I see that this is an incredibly soulmate type of relationship, and by the way, we get more than one soulmate in a lifetime, but what I'm actually getting here is I get that the two of you were meant to come together in this lifetime and that it's up to you if you want to make it work, or you're going to get to this point in another relationship and then have the choice of, okay, do I just up and leave it or do I make it work? But what's interesting here is that putting the focus of why the two of you were drawn together in the first place would be the way to heal this relationship. I mean, that would be the way, is that you go back to why we were connected or attracted to each other in the first place, because that's where the power is in the mojo of why you were attracted in the first place. So when you ask me the question, the way the cards are coming up is, you know, will this relationship work? The answer to that, according to the cards, is yes, with the caveat that you're both willing to totally forget the jabs, pokes, and mistrust that you've basically bandied at each other and decide that it's going to be a fresh start from here. That's the way it works. But what I'm getting mm-hmm. here is that I actually think in many lifetimes the two of you have gotten to this point in a relationship and decided to, not move forward with it. And so I actually think this is the big karmic test that says, okay, let's go back to the reason that we actually really love each other. Do you see? So So I want to tell you, Brian, that 3 out of the 5 cards I've drawn for you are major cards. The first card represents a new beginning, and basically it's like resetting or refreshing your computer that, okay, I'm just going to dump all those cookies from the past, and I'm going to go forward. Then the next card talks about soulmates, that you two have come together in many, many lifetimes, and that if we could just focus on that, and again, dismissing anything that's happened up to this point, then there's the card of putting yourself spotlight. So that means putting you in the spotlight, but also putting your partner in the spotlight. So that what happens is that you look at them with fresh eyes again. And then there's some stress here, but it's nothing you can't handle. And then the card smack in the middle of your reading, in traditional tarot, this would be the Ace of Wands, which is the willingness to have a new beginning by putting the work into it. Do you see?
Oh, yeah.
So
absolutely.
It's saying yes. But we got to look at it, and actually the more detached you can be about the past, the more likely this relationship is going to move forward in a very positive and actually very loving way. And I think neither one of you really want to dismiss it. And it's so funny because I'm just going to tell you this quick aside story. So I had a client come to me, and she actually admitted, I don't want to be married anymore, right? Well, the funny thing about that is I said, well, if you don't want to be married anymore, then it's time for you to end the relationship. And she kind of looked at me a little screwy, and I said, unless you're waiting for him to do something bad or deal-breaking so that you can justify that you can leave the relationship for whatever your divorce agreement is. And she actually admitted that that was the case, that she wanted him to make the decision to leave the relationship so that she could get, I guess, a little bit more of what she thought she deserved financially out of the relationship. So, which I looked at her and I go, you realize how shallow that sounds, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my point about all that is that, you know, there are some people that will do, you know, for a pop psychology term here, passive aggressive behavior, specifically so the other person acts out. And then they can justify the fact that they didn't want to be in the relationship any longer. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so there you go. I hope that helped.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian. See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 917 area code. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. My name is Yasmin. I'm in California.
Oh, hi, Yasmin. What's your question?
New York. Hi. I want to see, do you see the person I'm interested in, I, getting together, or what do you see energetically?
So, hold on. Wow. So, again, like the caller before you, Brian, you have some very, very powerful cards. So the fella here that I'm seeing is in a place of power. What I like about him is he's somebody that once he makes up his mind to something, it's very hard to sway him away. And he's looking at you favorably according to this reading. The thing is that the best thing you can do is be magnetic and true feminine. So when I say true feminine, that means that, you know, we're not throwing our sexual energy at him. We're actually being magnetic and receptive and loving and spiritually aware about your interaction with this man. So I want to tell you the two cards that you have that represent you and him, because they're huge. They're huge. The first one is the card that represents you in this reading is the High Priestess in traditional tarot, which is a woman who holds her secrets. It's huge. It's a woman who holds her secrets. In other words, you don't reveal at all. And that means whatever's going on with you emotionally, intellectually, sexually, you don't reveal at all. You know, it's like the way these cards are coming up, that the longer or more time you give between the meeting and actual real sexual interaction, you know, in other words, I'm telling you, no poking, all right? The more that you can hold off on that, the more interested this man becomes, all right? And then the card that represents him is a card in traditional tarot called the Emperor, all right? Somebody that's got a very, very definite idea of what he wants moving forward. He's got a very definite idea and opinion about things. But what's interesting is that the way he's in your reading is that he's facing you. So it means he's literally looking at you in a very serious, contemplative way, which and it's beyond a sexual attraction. Of course, you're gorgeous, right? But why he's attracted. He's attracted because you're smart enough for him, you're patient enough for him, and you're not pushing. So there's an old saying, and this is the one that came out around, the 40s and 50s, which is this: he chased her till she caught him. All right? Which means that you're not, you know, yes, you're responding. Yes, you have a lovely time. Yes, your interactions with him are delightful, but more intellectually and thoughtfully based and not sexually. As a matter of fact, the less that you show cleavage, the less you wear tight outfits around this man, the more interested he's going to be in you. Because he right now, it's not that sex with this man is not going to rock your world. It's going to totally rock your world. But I'm actually telling you to hold back, because any woman can throw her sexual energy out there. And what I'm actually telling you to do is he's looking for a partner. And though sex is part of that partnership, the way that you're going to turn this man's head is intellectually first, spiritually second, right? Your goals and dreams about what you want to have moving forward, and then the sex. So it's like we don't treat sex like it's the appetizer. We treat sex like it's the dessert. Okay? More women did that and really got to know their partner before they actually slept with them, unless the intent was just to get it out of their system and have the bartender on the cruise ship as – you know, a short-term, get-it-out-of-my-system kind of vibe. Well, that's not this guy. This guy, the two of you have met exactly when you're supposed to meet. So when you ask me, is there a huge potential connected with this fella, my answer to that is absolutely freaking yes. There's a whole lot of potential connected with this fella.
I've bumped into him like 8 times in 2 cities and 2 countries, and or sometimes the communication, you know, in between that isn't always consistent, but I always lead with my intelligence because he's a Scorpio, and I know Scorpios are very intellectual. They're not just sexual. And,
right. Well,
trying
to tell you is that when you can get past when you get to the point of actually having sex with this man, it is going to rock your frickin' world. I'm just saying, okay? But the way to actually connect with him is exactly what you're doing.
I hope the universe will pull us together again so that I can I used to be shy a little bit when I would see him, even though I'm extremely outgoing. But I literally, through our communication, have been leading with my intelligence.
Okay.
So,
well,
I know
all I'm trying
because
to tell
in
you,
his job, he interacts with a lot of easy women.
All I'm trying to tell you is that there's something about this relationship that I have absolutely no doubt that you'll run into him again. No doubt.
Okay.
All right, gal pal.
Thank you
for calling.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 775 area code. Hello, 775. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Wendy from Sacramento.
Oh, hi, Wendy. What's your question?
Well, in March, I decided to buy some very expensive chinaware from a well-known department store that we love, First Initial M. They have a Thanksgiving parade every year.
You could say it.
And
go ahead.
Macy's. And anyway, it didn't look as nice, and there were some flaws in it, so I called customer service. And bottom line, there were 3 boxes with 2 sets in each one. 2 of the boxes were sent to their local warehouse, and I got $305 back immediately. The other box was sent 2,000 miles away. And UPS sent me confirmation of receipt at their dock and everything. And it's been over a month now, so I finally contacted my bank, Bank of America, and they're
right.
so good.
Right.
And they're looking into this. So I think I have unmitigated proof, but the other issue is my online shopping was frozen, and they said, well, the computer doesn't like it when you start returning stuff out of a large order.
Okay,
back
the bus up a second. So all you have to do is show your financial institution that UPS has delivered the items and then dispute the charge, and you'll get that money back. The thing is that you also have to realize that, I'm going to give you an example. I remember I had to return a couple of things within a short amount of time at Target, and Target did the same thing. Oh, well, you've returned some stuff too often, so we're putting you your driver's license on hold that you can't really return anything for a while. So all I did was stop shopping at Target for a while, all right? And the thing is it was just one of those screwy chain of events where it seemed like there was, you know, more than one thing. You see what I'm saying? So if your question is, how do you get your account unfrozen, the only thing I can say to that is time.
Okay. All right. And I had an issue regarding my hearing aids with an insurance company, and the woman hung up on me, and I spoke to a supervisor yesterday, not to get her in trouble, but for the principal of the thing, that was unprofessional. She's going to call me back next week. Her name is Helena.
All right.
Will they work with me and allow me to get the kind of hearing aids that work and return the ones that I got?
So I'm going to tell you a little tiny piece of advice that if you're going to get hearing aids, I would highly recommend that you get them through Costco, just because Costco they will always take it back.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I will next time.
Okay. But my point with this is that the markup on hearing aids is super high because it only costs them, you know, a very small amount to actually manufacture them, but the price of hearing aids, you know, are like exorbitant, in my opinion, right? So, but what I'm trying to tell you here is that, yes, but they're going to get you off the phone fast enough and they'll never let you do business with that hearing aid company again. I'm just going to tell you that because, you know, that's just how it's going to work, right? But do I see you getting resolve? Yes, I do see you getting resolve. All right, Wendy, great to talk to you. Have a great day.
Oh.
Bye. And I've got somebody here from the 617 area code. Hello, 617. Who's this?
Hi. My name is Mariella.
Hi, Mariella. What's your question?
I ran into a major issue with my pandemic unemployment, trying to collect the funds back. Trying desperately to work with them, but they were like, sorry, too bad, too sad, and literally just said, talk to court. I went to my state rep and my state senator. I just did this, but I'm just wondering if you see that they can possibly help me because
forgive me, but I have to answer this very quickly because I'm getting toward the end of my program.
Of course.
What it's actually saying here is that if you sent this help to one of your senators that happens to be a man, this is saying that the man has the right connections to actually take this to the next level. So if you haven't sent this to a man yet, I'm totally on board with you sending it to a fella.
That's exactly what I did. Okay,
okay.
Great. Thank
That's
you.
That's the person that you follow up with. And what I want you to do is I really want you to daily reach out to him via phone now that you've sent him an email until you actually get a hold of him. Okay? That's what it says.
Okay.
All right, my
All
friend.
Right,
thanks for the
Thank
call.
You.
See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. you will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.